Welcome to Leadership Lessons Learned. WFYI, in cooperation with the Lacey Leadership Association, is pleased to present a monthly essay by Central Indiana's premier civic and business leaders. We hope these essays will provide insight into how some of Indianapolis's best and brightest use their life experiences to help shape their working and leadership styles. This month's essayist is John Kroll, director of Franklin College's Pulliam School of Journalism. A former newspaper reporter and author, John is the host of WFYI's weekly public affairs radio program, No Limits. His essay is entitled, It's About the Relationships.
For some reason, when I think of leadership, Potter Stewart's famous line about pornography comes to mind. The Supreme Court justice said he wasn't comfortable describing or defining porn, but I know it when I see it. Leadership is like that. It's easy to recognize when you see it, but it resists easy definition. Maybe one of the reasons that leadership can be hard to describe is that too often we look at leaders as individuals, almost as if they were in isolation. We look at what the leaders do and not how people respond to them or what the group they are part of does. The problem is that leaders, by definition, can't operate in isolation. A leader who isn't part of a group of people is like a lover without a partner or a friend without companions. In other words, leadership is not about the individual. It's about the relationships. Well, that's what seems to be the case for me. When the good folks at the Lacey Leadership Association asked me to do this essay, I agreed and then realized I really didn't know what I wanted to say. So I did what I always do when I'm stumped. I asked some of the people with whom I work what they thought worked about our joint efforts and my part in those efforts. As usual, they got me to think about some things in a different way. That's one of the benefits of being a leader. The people with whom you work often teach you things if you keep your ears open. Much as I would love to believe that the journalism school I have the privilege to lead has had success because I'm a brilliant speaker or just radiate charisma, the truth is that I lead best when I stay closest to the ground. The people with whom I work say that they respond to my leadership because I keep the lines of communication open, that I value the contributions they make to our common enterprise, and that they feel that the work we are doing is their idea and not just mine. They value the fact that I don't quit on the work that we're doing together or on them when they make a mistake. They trust me and have faith that I'm trying to do the right thing, even when I screw up. They are too kind, and I mean that. The reality is that all too often I buy into the notion that the leader is the driver and the most important figure in the process. Every human being has an ego, and I frequently give mine too free a rein. In my best and wisest moments, which don't come often enough, I realize that leadership isn't about me. It's about us and the things we can do together. If I have success as a leader, it is when and because I help the people around me find the best in themselves. I can't do that through solitary strokes of inspiration. I have to do it by listening to the people around me, by figuring out what contributions they can make, and finding ways to show that those contributions matter, by understanding who they are and why being part of our shared work matters to them. I lead best when I realize that I am only part of what we do as a group, and that often I am not the most important part. In short, leadership is not about the individual. It can't be. It's about the reasons that human beings always have clung together. It's about humility. It's about respect. It's about devotion. It's about commitment. It's about understanding common need and shared desires. It's about caring. It's about not quitting when things are tough. Again, it's about the relationships.
That was John Kroll, director of Franklin College's Pulliam School of Journalism. His essay, It's About the Relationships, was one in a series of essays by local civic and business leaders presented by the Lacey Leadership Association on WFYI Radio. Please join us August 27th for our next in our monthly series of Leadership Lessons Learned.